Hey, it's the HSP World Mastery Program Level 1, Week 8. Whoa, you've already made it to Week 8. You're doing awesome. And hey, how's your plant doing? I hope good. And have you been saying positive things to your plant? I hope so. Are you noticing how it makes you feel good? And how are you talking to yourself? Are you saying positive things to yourself? I hope so. Okay, so we're keeping up with the daily recording of our sensory inputs. And we're working on an input solution and doing our input solution reviews, right? Awesome. And we're doing our daily journal, our daily habits, and our weekly habits review, right? And of course, we're rewarding ourselves because that's the super fun part. Okay, good. So we're adding another daily habit. This one is called organized clothes. Now, these daily habits are about maximizing your time, energy, and resources and minimizing time-wasting activities. So your task this week is to go through all your clothes and throw the clothes you haven't worn in 6 months into a pile. Then I want you to look at how you can simplify and minimize what's left. You can easily work with 3 to 4 pairs of pants and around the same number of shirts. If the colors mix and match well, okay? Now, if you live somewhere with 4 seasons, you may need a few, you know, sweaters, a winter parka, and winter boots. But if you live somewhere warm year-round, obviously you don't need these type of clothes, right? Now, the clothes you discarded in a pile, you can either sell them, take them to a consignment store, or you can donate them. And from now on, before buying another piece of clothing, I want you to figure out what it's replacing. So if something comes into your closet or dresser, something needs to go out. This one's challenging, okay? Now, why this habit? Is because doing laundry is something we all have to do. But it takes our time, energy, soap, water, and space up in our closet and drawers. Plus in our minds, because we have to think about what we're going to wear, right? And we want to free up our time, energy, and space. We want to open it up to allow new energy to flow. And besides, people rarely remember what others wear. And if that's the main thing someone focuses on, what you wear, is that the type of person you need to give a hoot about what they think? Probably not. Quality people are concerned about another's character, their integrity, and their honesty. Yes, you want to be dressed smartly, but clean, simple, classic looks are timeless and classy. You may need to practice this one for a while, but keep at it. It's going to save you loads of time and energy. Time and energy you can be investing in rewarding your senses. Okay, we'll see you next week.